Forgive me if you know something of this, Harper said, his voice rich and deep, but a story needs its background and beginning. And the start of our tale is in the build-up to the Fourth Crusade, when in 1198 Pope Innocent III called for the Christians to invade Egypt. But he had a problem, because the Crusaders couldn't afford to pay for transport, and so it was agreed that the ships for the enterprise would be provided by Venice, which was all well and good, except that the Venetians traded with Egypt, so they weren't too keen on attacking their business partners. Given the choice, they'd far rather have attacked their biggest rivals, the Byzantine Empire. So, being pragmatic as well as more than a little devious, that's what they did. Since they couldn't pay for the ships, the Crusaders were forced to agree that instead of attacking Egypt, they would take the city of Zara and then move against the Byzantine capital, Constantinople. The story of the siege is long and bloody and complicated, and it needn't concern us, but in 1204, a year after it fell to the attackers, Constantinople was ransacked. The destruction and the looting were terrible, and much of what survived that was worth anything was taken back to Venice, but not the treasure of St. John, as it was commonly known by then. There was a knight known as Sir Robert of Lisle, who may have been Italian or French or even English, given his apparent title. Accounts vary. When Constantinople first fell in 1203, he was charged with compiling a register of all that was precious in the city. No, not the gold and silver, not the artwork and precious stones. The literature, the scrolls and books and parchments and tablets. The idea was to create an inventory of all the learning that survived in the ancient city. And when the massacres and the looting started on the 13th of April, 1204, it is said that Sir Robert and seven of his comrades in arms each took a page of the register and went through the city, locating and saving the items on their list. I imagine them, you know. Sometimes I see them in my dreams, going from door to door, from private house to public building, palace to library, walking tall amid the chaos, silhouetted against the blood-red sky as the city burns around them and they struggle to save its very heart, its learning, its wisdom. Working ruthlessly and methodically through their list, putting to the sword anyone who gets in their way. Oh, the sword may not be as mighty as the pen, but there are times when the one comes to the service of the other. Because these men were all knights hospitallers, members of the hospital or order of St. John of Jerusalem. Originally, the order was a charitable one, set up to care for pilgrims who became sick in the Holy Land. But by the fall of Constantinople, they were not just men of learning out to help others.